testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey.
This morning in the book of Proverbs, and we're calling our teaching today being fruitful. And turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs 24, and we're going to look at verses 3 and 4 of the book of Proverbs. Being fruitful, that's what we're going to discuss today, because Jesus said, by the fruit you will know them. Hallelujah. And it says in these two verses, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Through wisdom a house is built. Now, it's interesting that the book of Proverbs is a book in which we are to learn wisdom and knowledge and understanding, how that we can apply our everyday Christian life and walk. All of this is very important. And it's basically having the ability to live a skillful and fruitful life in this life. And it's instructions to us from Almighty God how to live with our neighbour, in our homes, our marriages, at work, towards governments, and so on. It's instructions, it's guidance, it's principles as to how we live our life. And as I will show you, that the Holy Spirit has come into our lives to teach us to do this. But through wisdom, and we see the idea of the word wisdom, it says through wisdom a house is built. It means to be basically skillful. It's to be pious toward God. And with our wisdom, we find that there are various kinds of learning. In fact, every day life is a learning, something new to learn, to experience. Even the unregenerate out there can learn and understand to a certain degree the things in this life. We know this because God says he pours rain on the just and the unjust. So they learn things, but how much more we who are now redeemed, filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're learning to a greater depth this wisdom, this learning, this knowledge from Almighty God. But it means to be skillful, particularly toward God. It's also a training. It's an understanding. And before we open this up, it's interesting in the book of Job how toward the end of Job and his experience with God and through the trials that he was going through, how he's beginning to learn the wisdom of God and his ways. For example, we know this very well, but it's very applicable when discussing Proverbs. For example, in Job 28 and verse 28, we know this, and it says, "And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." So there is the difference between the world with its wisdom and understanding and to the Christian. It's in light of God teaching us the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is our understanding. So it's no point having wisdom unless you understand it, because the understanding is the application. And this can only be accomplished and achieved through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because man, through the fall, is fundamentally rebellious. He's going to do what he wants to do. We're told in verse 20 of the same chapter, "From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air." So it's hid. It's something that God works within us through that relationship that we have with him. That is the wisdom that he's wanting us to learn and to walk by. And so it comes obviously from God himself. I was reminded as I was preparing this how we see wisdom in operation and understanding. And I was reminded of Noah, who for 120 years was building an ark. And he was given the ability, the skill, the wisdom in which to build it. And this wisdom, this skill, this understanding was, of course, not only for himself, but for his family. God did similar with the calling of Abraham and Sarah to go out and possess a home, a land, a future. Again, wisdom was applied in order to be able to inherit this. We have an eternal home set in heaven. Jesus said, "I go and prepare a place for each of you." But in this life, in this world, while we're still sojourners, our homes, we need that wisdom and understanding in which to live in them. The same as Noah building the ark needed that wisdom, that guidance to build it. Abraham, walking by faith, needed that wisdom, that understanding. So we likewise, in this world, and with our earthly homes, we need that wisdom, that understanding. We need to be able to run them to glorify God. We need to be able to look after the homes that God blesses us, to clean them, to decorate them, to look after them. And if we have a garden, to keep it tidy. We need to have understanding with our finances to run those homes. All of this requires wisdom and understanding. And sadly, at times Christians have really fallen short of all of this, thinking that faith is just a quick waving of the magic wand and everything will appear. It's not quite like that. Faith requires wisdom. Faith requires the love of God. Faith requires believing. It's a whole package, not just part of a package. And God is teaching this, and there is no finer way of learning wisdom and understanding and that we go through trials and tribulations. That is how Job was learning. And that's how we see a lot of wisdom towards the end of his book coming out from this man, going through the trials, what he's learning. You see, our life is a type of building, is it not? God is building through our lives. We are set into the body of Christ for its building. And again, it requires that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding. It's God's house. And he is the master builder. So there is that first understanding of the term wisdom. Through wisdom, a house is built. And then he goes on to say, by understanding, it is established. So we not only require wisdom, which God divinely gives to us, but we need to understand this wisdom. The same as God has given us brains, he's given us a mind. Our brains, our minds were created for him, for his glory, so that we can learn about God. But in our learning, we also need to understand. We have to understand how to apply that wisdom. And here it says, and by understanding, it is established. Now, understanding here means to reason. It can also mean discretion, to be skillful. But it's a grasping, it's an understanding. It's that thing we say when it drops from your head to your heart. The heart, the mind, the understanding, they work together. We're told as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So God requires us to understand what's going on. And he will reveal these things. We don't know fully, of course, our hearts. Only God knows that. But God will show us enough so that if there are things that are not right, we can get them right. Through that wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit teaches us by. And this is to be found in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is why, again, I make so much about the baptism of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit comes empowering us, but he also comes teaching us. so that we can have wisdom, we can understand. You see, God gave Solomon that wisdom, didn't he, that he asked for? And the Bible tells us that he gave him great understanding and largeness of heart. So his heart had to be enlarged in order to understand the wisdom that God was giving to him. In order to be able to apply that. What does Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 2 tell us? Proverbs 2 and verse 2. So that you incline your ear to wisdom, apply your heart to understanding. That is why it's so important in your prayers and intercessions that when you read the word or you hear the word preached to you, that God will give you the understanding. He's giving you the wisdom, but we're not always asking for the understanding. And sometimes we have to ask for it. It says, apply your heart to understanding. And God will help you to apply your heart. This is why we listen, we hear the word of God with our hearts, not just our heads. And that is so, so important. That's why so many don't grow in the house of God, because they're not applying the heart that gives us the understanding. And the only way you can apply your heart is when you humble yourself before Almighty God. You bow that knee. Then the heart is open to be able to understand the mysteries, the revelations of Almighty God that's not revealed to the world. That's why you're so blessed, brothers and sisters, because flesh and blood cannot reveal these things. They can only come by the Holy Spirit. And as we apply our hearts and we get that understanding, that revelation of God, his word, his ways. We're also shown in verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So he gives us that wisdom and he gives us the ability, that knowledge and that understanding. So it is all of God. You're learning my learning. What we're hearing today or you're reading in the scriptures all comes from Almighty God. We boast in none of it. It is all of him. That is why we're so blessed. And that is why I'm calling this teaching this morning, being fruitful. Because that is what it should be producing in our lives. So our understanding then is to have that reason, to be skillful, discretion. And God gave saints this ability. Well, then it goes on, doesn't it? Back in Proverbs 24, verse 3. We've looked at wisdom, we're looking at understanding. And in verse 4, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So we're shown then, in verse 4, by knowledge. So, knowledge simply means a perception. Again, it's a skill. It's a discernment. It's not revealed to all, but to those who walk humbly before the Lord. That is what it means. So we've been shown, haven't we, that wisdom builds this house, and understanding, it establishes it. Now, this word, established, is also a very interesting word because it means something that is fixed. It means something that is firm, resolute. It's secure. And we are that in Christ Jesus. That's what he saved us for. To be established, made secure in him. That is what the power of the Holy Spirit does in our lives. And that's why we're that spiritual building. Christ is building his church through us, who are set, baptized into the body of Christ. That's why we're to be reliable, immovable, not going to and fro. That is what it means, and that's the understanding that we're to have through the wisdom that God is giving us. And so he says then, by this, by knowledge, the rooms are filled. So because we are that spiritual building, we are reliable, immovable, the house of God is to be fruitful. Something is to be seen. And as we get knowledge, as we learn, so the rooms are filled with what? With all precious and pleasant riches. And that's why we stay with faith and the deeper life in the Spirit, because that is what it's establishing, restoring the body of Christ for these last days. But she's being restored not only in power and might, but also being restored back with the fruit that she should have been bearing over the centuries, but failed. But God will have us to be fruitful in these last days. So, is our knowledge skillful? Is our knowledge with discernment? This is the question. How are we applying all of this? Are we applying what we're learning skillfully as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us? Or are we reckless, not considering any of this, how God is building, whether individually or corporately? And that is why we need that discernment as we build and allow God to build in and through each one of us. It's vitally important. I'm reminded of going right back to the book of Genesis. God creating the heavens and the earth. I'm reminded of something back in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17. And there God had created and set man in the midst of what he created, the Garden of Eden. We know this so well. And it says in verse 17, and he said here, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And that, of course, is repeated several times. And we know that Satan, when he beguiled Eve, he used the same statement here that God has said. What does it say back in verse 9 of the same chapter? And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So he made all these trees, but he placed also one that they were not to touch. In other words, as innocent as Adam was and Eve, created, made, with that unbroken fellowship, they were still had to be tried and tested. In other words, that free will. God didn't create robots. God is not a God who controls in that way, unlike the powers of darkness as Satan does. He had a free will. We have a free will. What does it say also, going back to verse 17, let's carry on with that again. And of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, we'll make him a helper comparable to him. And so the Lord, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air. And we're shown that he created every living creature. And Adam gave names to all these creatures, to the cattle, to the birds of the air, and so on. And then the Lord causes a deep sleep to come on Adam, and out of his rib, he then creates the woman, Eve. We know the story so well, don't we? But what I want to say here is that Adam was protected from knowledge. For example, in Genesis 3, verses 17 to 19, he then says here, Genesis 3, 17 to 19, then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake, in toil you shall eat of it, and all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles, it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. God never intended such knowledge to be known. Not that knowledge. So there's a good knowledge and there's a bad knowledge. And this is a very bad knowledge. It's a sad knowledge. It's something that God never intended for man. But through that fall, he's now going to toil. The ground is cursed. And so therefore, we have such books like the book of Proverbs. God now has to teach us a wisdom, a knowledge, an understanding in which to survive. Why, even the world has it to a certain extent. But we have it to a greater extent. But a lot of wisdom, knowledge, understanding is fundamentally surviving in this world. In a fallen world, because things have gone wrong. And that is why the Holy Spirit comes into our lives teaching us so that we can survive, we can stand, we can endure in this world until the Lord comes. And not only that, but we can start to even participate the things that are in heaven. We know that from the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as it is on earth. So we can even start to be blessed in this life. But we have to have that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding to be fruitful. And that is what God is building. That is what he's building in our lives and in the house of God. God teaches us that to serve, to bless, is fruitful. Jesus came to serve. But in that service, that serving, he had wisdom. He was guided. He was led by the Holy Spirit. Even we see Calvary is the wisdom of God being displayed to the world. God reconciling man back to Almighty God through Jesus Christ. There is the wisdom of God. But you need understanding. You need to apply that. Your hearts need to be changed to understand that wisdom. And most only know it as a story. We're going through this Easter weekend. But how many really understand Calvary, resurrection? That is why our lives have to be touched by Almighty God. And so that's why God teaches us that we have to survive in this life. And not only do we survive, but he blesses us. And he says through this that he'll make us fruitful. In many ways, the book of Proverbs is the way we as Christians survive and give God the glory. It's interesting that the book of Ecclesiastes is more of a book about vanities. How that man is vain, puffed up, proud. And how he needs wisdom to be brought down and to walk humbly before God. So, turning back to Proverbs, what we're looking at today, Proverbs 24. He says, by knowledge, verse 4, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The rooms are filled with precious riches. But what is this, brothers and sisters? Well, God is love. And we love. And we love one another. And our lives are changed by the power of God's love. And not only is it love, but it's harmony amongst us. It's peace amongst us, joy, the fruit of the Spirit, being fruitful. Jesus said, by the fruit you will know them. And not only that, but this is all to be shared. And it's done by knowledge. By knowledge, by understanding, by wisdom. With all precious and pleasant riches. That is why we believe in the abundant life. That is why we believe that God blesses, and when he blesses abundantly. Because that is the nature and heart of our Father. But God cannot shower blessings always upon you until you have come to that place. Until you have come to that place where you have learnt. Where you have that knowledge, that understanding. Where you are established, you're resolute. God isn't going to shower blessings on you and then 10 minutes later you're going to run away. That's not how he works. And that is why our blessings come in seasons. Why does God do that? It's very simple. Because whatever God gives you as a steward in this life is to glorify his name so that he gets all the glory. And we need that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding to appreciate what this does to our Heavenly Father. When you are blessed, or you are blessed this week, you are blessed so that you can have that understanding, that experience, that this has glorified my Heavenly Father. That is what we should be more pleased about than what we've actually been given. God wants to bring you and I to a place where when we are blessed, we are more blessed because it has glorified him. It has blessed him. It has given it back to him. That is when you'll prosper. That is when you'll break through. That is when FGA will rise up to what God has for us, when we're more interested, more concerned about glorifying his name than the actual blessings that he blesses us with. Can you believe for that? Can you pray for that for yourself and for the body and for your brothers and sisters? Well, if you have applied that wisdom, that understanding, then yes, you can. You can give it back to him for the purpose that we will be fruitful. Because I am convinced that is what the world sees and will see and will be influenced. But all the while, we want. I want this, I want that. God is never glorified. And that is why the enemy attacked so much with regard to the faith teaching, with the abundant life. We didn't get it right in those early days. We didn't understand. That was our problem. We were getting this wisdom, but we didn't understand it. We didn't know how to apply it. And our application was always for ourselves. It's not what it's about. God wants to bring us in our love and fellowship and unity to a place where when you are blessed, you are fruitful, it is because it's helping your brother, your sister. My blessings are helping my brother, my sister, that they can have a greater understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, how are we going to understand unless we're applying this? Because we won't see it otherwise. We learn by seeing it through our brothers and sisters. We learn by seeing what the Holy Spirit is doing through my sister, what the Holy Spirit is doing through my brother, how that what God has done through their life, blessing them like they are, I too am benefiting out of this. That is what being fruitful is about. And so as you see this, and as you apply this, and as you then are blessed, so you likewise can share it with others. That is how it's spread. That is why our Lord's life was so fruitful. Just the mere 3 years of his ministry, and he turned the world upside down. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is learning, understanding this wisdom that God gives us. And we get this as we open our hearts, so that we get that understanding and it drops that 18 inches from the head to the heart. That is why it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And that's why he says in Proverbs 24, right at the beginning in verse 1, don't be envious of evil men. Don't even desire to be with them, because their hearts are corrupt. Their lips are corrupt. They're troublemakers. They devise violence. And yet we still look, don't we, to the world, to the riches, to their prosperity, their blessings, their big houses that they live in, and so on. We can still be influenced by that. And he tells us not to look at that. It's completely different how God works with us. All of that is going to pass away. All of these great buildings are all going to pass away. Everything is going to pass away. We've just recently seen this week the great fire of the Notre Dame in Paris, and how overnight all that money has been raised in which to restore it. And yet look how long it takes for humanitarian things to raise that money. We've got it all round the wrong way. And it's going to pass away. Whatever they do in restoring it is going to pass away. But what God's establishing through you and I will not. And we need wisdom. And not only wisdom, but we need that understanding and that knowledge of God's ways. I'm reminded of what Jesus said to the disciples when they looked at all the buildings and the temples, the tabernacle and the buildings and everything. He said, in 3 days, it'll be knocked down. Something new will be raised. It wasn't literally knocked down. We know some 70 years later that Israel was taken and besieged. But the point was, he said, a new building will rise. A building that will stand, be resolute, will not be moved. And you need wisdom, understanding to see that building, to experience that building, and to have your lives built on the foundation of that building. And you know who that building is. It's Christ. The foundation in which we're built upon. Let man build what they're building. Yes, it can have a glory attached to it, but nothing like what we are destined for. And the book of Revelation shows us clearly it's all going to fall in the last days. It will tumble through the great earthquakes. Nothing will be left. Man will look and lament and wail and cry. Why will he do that? Because that's where his heart is. But our hearts shouldn't be in any of that. Our hearts should be in building the house of God. Here am I, use me, that I may bear much fruit for your glory. That is the wisdom, the understanding, the skill, the establishment that God wants us to learn. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we do love you. Sometimes we don't have all the words. Sometimes our words seem so inadequate. This is so profound, so great, what you're doing in and through us. What we're learning. Father, give us that understanding through this wisdom that you're giving to us, that we may be able to apply it skillfully, generously, that you may be glorified. Father, we want to bear fruit in our lives. We want to be fruitful. Father, you want to bless us and you will bless us. But Lord, our blessings are that we glorify your name. That what you have given us, Lord, is because of you and not what we get out of you. Help us to have the right heart and attitude, Lord, with this. We can be covetous so easy, Lord. We can put self on the throne so quick. We can be so short-sighted. But as Job said, Lord, give us the fear of God that is the beginning of wisdom. Father, we make ourselves available, each of us, that you will work in us both to will and do for your good pleasure. Father, thank you for the way you are teaching us, the way you're taking us forward. Lord, we know that we need to apply these things in this life because that is how we survive. But Lord, I thank you that we each of us are established and stand upon the rock of Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, we stand upon that rock. We don't even doubt that, because it's your grace, your love, your mercy. When, Lord, we think of many who profess themselves as believers, but they don't really know that rock that they stand upon. They're still looking to a man, establishment, a denomination. But you have delivered us from that. And Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. May our lives be a blessing to you and to each other. We ask, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
The Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey.